It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, donkey of the day for Friday, August 19th, goes to a young 22-year-old man named Akash. He's from northern India. The reason I'm giving this young man donkey of the day is because it's a teachable moment. All right? It's one thing that grinds my gears. It's a person that doesn't appreciate their blessings. All right. See, gratitude is my attitude, and I'm thankful for everything. Maybe it's because I come from a dirt road in Mount Corner, South Carolina, grew up in a single wide trailer. So when you come from the bottom, you're usually grateful for everything. So it really pisses me off when I see people not appreciating the blessings that God has given them. All right. Now, Akash is 22. He comes from a privileged situation. Clearly, his folks have some type of money because for his 22nd born day, Akash was gifted with a car.
Oh boy.
Not just any type of car, but a BMW M3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't buy vehicles like that, but I do know a BMW has historically been a black man's wish. All right. That's not a cheap car, is it, Envy?
Not at all.
All right. That's the kind of car a lot of brothers and sisters dream of having. And at 22 years old, many people from my era probably couldn't get that unless we was slinging crack rocks or had a wicked jump shot. But this little spoiled-ass 22-year-old grown-ass boy got one just because it was his B-day. But let me tell you something. Akash didn't want that BMW. Akash wanted a Jaguar.
Mm-mm-mm.
So instead of being grateful for what he received, he decided to do this to the BMW. Let's go to Queen Gail King for the report, please.
This is a 22-year-old man from India. He received a brand new BMW as a birthday gift. He wasn't happy with it because he wanted a Jaguar. So what did he do? He pushed the BMW into a river.
What?
His parents said that, you know, there was a question about should they press charges. No, there will be no charges. The parents say they believe their son has mental health issues, which is what I might say, too, at this time.
Sounds like affluenza.
Now, I don't believe in physically disciplining your kids, but this isn't no kid. This is a 22-year-old grown-ass man. This 22-year-old grown-ass man can get these hands. In fact, if I was his daddy, I would have taken him down to that body of water and made him jump in the river to go get the car. All right? Now, the young man's parents, they are making excuses for the child. They said their son suffers from psychiatric issues, as you heard Gail King just said, and that he never demanded a Jaguar. They also claimed that the car had fallen into the canal when Akash had swerved to avoid hitting an antelope. Okay, well, if this is true, then why wasn't Akash in the BMW when it fell into the water? If you was driving and you swerved out of the way of an antelope, you'd have been in the car as well. Now, I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, so I don't celebrate B-Days, but I know at 22 years old, my black ass was not receiving a car of any kind, especially not no damn BMW. What'd you get on your 22nd birthday, Angela Yee?
Nothing.
Envy, what'd you get on your 22nd birthday?
A check, maybe.
Probably some underwear. I think my mom got me some underwear.
My parents always just give me money.
See what I'm saying? Akash doesn't understand. What he doesn't understand is that he should always be thankful for what he has because his life is someone else's fairy tale. You know, it's somebody out there right now busting their ass to save up money to buy that same BMW. Now, I don't know if this young man has mental health issues, but I do know that thank yous, gratitude to me is the highest form of thought. All right. And gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. This kid is not happy and he has no wonder. The reason he has no wonder is because he's clearly spoiled. He's used to too much. This is one of my biggest fears as a parent, showing your kids so much that they aren't ever impressed by anything. As a father of three daughters, I want to instill that in them so they aren't ever impressed by any of these ashy-ass Negroes, but I still want them to be surprised at things and admire things, and I definitely want them to have gratitude so they can be happy. All right, Akash has no gratitude, so clearly he's not happy. And unhappy people do things like push cars that are gifts into bodies of water simply because they don't want them. Gratitude is riches, complaints are poor. Akash, you, sir, are piss poor. Please give this young man Akash the sweet sounds and the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Of the day, yee-haw.
I just want to say, too, Jaguars are trash-ass cars, by the way. I had one for about a year. I had to get rid of it. Well, I bought so many goddamn tires for that Jaguar. All right? And plus, that's just not me. All right? So I'm driving a 2014 Chevy Tahoe with 173,000 miles on it.
That's fancy.
Yep.
All right. And then he taped it himself?
What do you mean he taped
it? He videotaped him pushing the thing in the...
Exactly.
Oh,
all the more reason that the parents sound foolish talking about he was driving the swerve a goddamn antelope.
Oh, my goodness. All right. What a jerk.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. We'll be right back. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.